Because the Gemara there is discussing if you have a nadir and someone wants to pass over to be moshe a kois yain the nadir. Someone wants to give a kois, a cup of wine to a nadir. So Tosha says, what's the problem? Why can't you give moshe a kois yain to a nadir? Ah, so Tosha, I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara means that he would not have had it without you, and there's an issur of lifnei iver. Why does Tosha need to come to that? Let's say he would have had it without you, but through you, you facilitated it. Tosfos and Shabbos already said, there's an issur, and we say, yeah, the drabonon. We saw the Rosh explains that's from the Yivam Tavkos Yudalos, and we know that already the Shaitin says that even Midin Arabos, Midin Techach, it could be also Midin Raisa. But that's not what he said. Tosfos is not going to Zora, trying to understand in the Gemara why you can't facilitate. Tosfos says, oh, I've got it. So Tosfos, it must be in a case where it was lifnei iver. What happens from the Sayyid? It almost seems 100% clear that there's actually a machlokes between the two toasters. Machlokes between the toaster and Shabbos that says there's an isthmus there, in which case all these cases that we discussed at the beginning would be a problem, or many of them. And toaster Avodah Zarah, which seems to disregard that totally. And he says that the only isthmus he can think of as being Moshe, Toaster, and Nadir would only be Lifnever.
Because it's the rest of the Dramon. Yeah, it would only be Drabonon.
Well, according to the Shartian is the entire Sukhi of the writers, and it's not the writer of Arabic is the Chacha.
You're saying
the writer, yeah. So, Maita, how do we pass them? Are you allowed to facilitate someone else doing an Avera or not? We're not talking about here when you're Goyram him to do the Avera. Without you, he's going to do the Avera anyway. It's not that you've been Goyram him to do the Avera. That's the thing about. But are you allowed to facilitate? One of the shaylos is siddur kiddushin. Someone is a rov allowed to be mesadik kiddushin for a couple who are not going to be keep their life of these permits. That means you know that you're actually being going them through a husband and wife, that they're not going to keep taras mishpacha. Are you allowed to be mesadik kiddushin? There's many, many shaylos about this. So the Shulchan Aruch Nir Deir Siman Kufnun Aleph Sif Aleph says, following Lashon, Bar Hamitzrachim Alvedus Kichovim Asa Yisrael Moichram. A Yid is not allowed to sell to someone else something which can be used for Alvedus Zara. Says the Ramah that that which is Asa Hada Asa Limkur Lehem Dvarim Hashayachim Alvedus Zara. That which is Asa to sell them, it's only if they couldn't get it somewhere else. But if they could buy it somewhere else, I would. Why? Because from the Shemesh is not the Avodah Zarah. So if you are selling someone Avodah Zarah, says the Ramah, if he could buy it somewhere else around the corner, like the case of a travel agent where he could just go next door, there's no problem at all. But then he brings up Yesh Machmirin. And those Yesh Machmirin are the Tosfos. That means we had a Machlokes in the Tosfos, and Shabbos says there's an Issur Maseiyah. And Tosfos on Avodah Zarah says there's no Issur Maseiyah, there's only Issur Lifnei Iver. It would depend on one thing. What's the difference? How do you define Lifnei Iver and how do you define Maseiyah? Lifnei Iver is, this is the only place he can get this ticket to find on Shabbos. Maseiyah is, he could just go around the corner. If there's no Issur Maseiyah, that means as soon as you have a situation where someone could just go elsewhere and buy his box of matzahs, someone could just go elsewhere and book another hall, someone could just go elsewhere and book his ticket for Shabbos, then there's no Issur at all. That's according to Tosfos Avodah Zarah. Tosfos and Shabbos says, even if they can go elsewhere, you can't be a participant in the crime. The Ramah brings both of these down, and he says, L'maisa, l'halacha, it's Musa. That means like Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, there's no Issur to facilitate someone else doing an Avera, if he could go and do the Avera elsewhere. But he brings down Yesh Machmirim, the Nagula Hakul Kisvar Hashena, or Val Nefesh Yachmir. He brings that Lamaitha, there is Yesh Machmirim, which is Tosfos and Shabbos, and the Val Nefesh should be Machmirim, like Tosfos and Shabbos. That means if you're in a situation, going to the Ramah, where you're facilitating a Yid, even a Avera, like you did a flight for a Yid on Shabbos, or a Dva Yisr, even though you could say, no, they could go around the corner and buy it. There still wouldn't be a heter, according to the Tzaytun Shabbos. But the halacha, no, you can lehakul kisvar Hashena, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. The halacha to sell a Yid a ticket on Shabbos, as long as you could buy it somewhere else. Although, the Rama says, a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. So the Shach, he actually, over there, often not, not involved. He says, he disagrees, he doesn't believe there's a machlokes in the two Tosafim. That means, the only reason why we came out with this Heta was only because we said that there's a Tosafim of Avodah Zarah which says there's no Issa of Lifnei Iver. But he says, no, you don't understand, we're not discussing the case that we discussed in Lifnei Iver when Tosafim is Mashma, the only problem with Bias Lifnei Iver is because over there we were discussing the Yisrael Muma, which according to Dogum Rabbah explains is differences b'mezid, which means that the Shach and Dogum Rabbah say that when you have a yid who's doing something b'mezid and the Dogma Rabbah adds in, there's no chiyuv techach on you because he's not going to listen anyway. If someone has decided they are going to do an avera, right? This is someone who's brought up in a frum community, someone who knows that you're not allowed to fly on Shabbos. He calls up the travel agent on Thursday afternoon and says, book me a ticket on Shabbos morning. There's no chiyuv techach because you know that he's not going to listen to you anyway. In such a case, says Tosfos, the only issue would be lifnei iver. There's no chiyuv of not being Messiah someone when they themselves have decided they're going to do that avera. The issue Messiah, says the Shach, is only when it's a shogeg. It's when the person doesn't realize. Or for example, today you have a tinek shnishpo. So now you have facilitated an event where they don't know that it's also to be moitzi on Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. They don't know you're not allowed to fly on Shabbos. They don't know the severity of it. And now you're facilitating that event. You are partnering crime. But if it's a mazes, and this person, and there's no chiyuv techacha, then in fact you're allowed to Messiah. Because the fact is, they were the ones that chose it, and you're not facilitating it in any way. So it comes out, the Maisa, to summarize, that if you've got a case of someone who's b'sheik, if you've got a case of someone who's doing something b'sheikig, you've got someone, he doesn't know better, right? Tinek Shanishba, or today, you have many people which are ignorant in terms of halacha, and they don't know. So if it's a shogeg, the only het you would have would be the Tosafot in Avodah Zarah, which is that there's no Issa of Messiah at all. But as soon as you entertain the tzad of Issa Messiah, like Tosafot Shabbos, it's Asa. Whereas if you've got a mazid, then actually you've got the Shach to be Sovachon. If you've got someone who you know is doing it by Issa, and he knows that it's wrong, which is actually very interesting, Shaila, to Machlekes Chazanish and the Yosef Chaim, about the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael today, whether they are considered a Tinek Shanishba or not. That's some of the different Shaila. That means, do you consider someone who knows about Shabbos, he's seen hundreds of thousands of Yidden, millions of Yidden keep Shabbos, is he the same as a Yid in Arizona who doesn't even know what Shabbos is? That's different Shaila. But over here, the Shaila is, that would depend on this, whether he's amazed or not. But if you've got someone who is amazed, someone who clearly knows you're not supposed to fly on Shabbos, he calls up travel agent and says, hi Bob, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but can you book me a ticket for Shabbos morning? Says the Shach, absolutely fine. First of all, he can go elsewhere, there's no lifnei iver there. And mitzad mesayeah, there's no issa mesayeah, as long as there's no issa chiyuv techach, there's no issa mesayeah on someone who's chosen the mezid to do the avera. Interestingly enough, this is all in Shittas Tosfos. Rashi says a whole different reason. Rashi says, there's a Rashi and Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Hey that says that there's an issa for the person to be mesayeah, kedei shelo yargil b'tach. You shouldn't get used to being involved in this avera. And according to that, it wouldn't make a difference if this guy knows that he's flying on Shabbos, doesn't know flying on Shabbos, doesn't matter. It's irrelevant whether it's a mazid or shogeg, because the isma ta'ir is something which is on the gavra. It's the isar mi, kadesh le'yarbat batach, and it's a separate gazera. And the mice, the Mogan Avraham Paskins, the Mogan Avraham was here in our Chaim Shimon Zayin, Tifkot and Dalot, actually Paskins like this Rashi, so it's not so posh, just to put that on the table as well. So, we have a very interesting chiluk, which will make a big difference, nafkvina, loch lemaisa, from the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener, Shadis Shubas Binyan Siyan, Simon Tesvav, differentiates the following differentiation, which one will see will come out, the Mamash Halach lemaisa. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Hayom Beis, says that you have an Am Haaretz, who is in Eretz Yisrael, then he is going to be metamed the wine, because he used to be derech, so he's metamed the wine as he's derech. So of course, it's awesome to mesayah of Shah Tavira. Anyway, you can't do it, because you, at the time when he's being derech, if you're going to be derech here as well, you're over. But even to help him, it's awesome. But, says the Gemara, to
bring him barrels, empty barrels, keep on bringing part of the factory, right? This guy's got this massive factory of tumah for wine in Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to be the guy who's cleaning the barrels, rushing up, he fills them in, then you take them up. This guy wouldn't even be able to continue his factory without you. Tomorrow, it's totally mutar. So the Shai Sion, the Binyan Sion in Siman Tes Vav, which is Larachon Ner, is machalik like this. He says that if you are talking about the time of the Avera itself, then there's the Issa of Masaya. To help someone, to facilitate someone at the time of the Avera, you're not allowed to do that. But if it's before the Maisa Avera, then that's fine. For example, bringing him the barrels, or even being Moshe, passing someone food. Before the Shas Avera, the passing of the food has got nothing to do with Avera. So if you, for example, have a fry yid who comes to your house, and you know he's not going to make a bracha, this is not the Shas Avera. The passing of the food is not the Shas Avera. So he says, the same as a Gemara and Avodah Zara. It's like bringing stolen barrels who's going to use something for Avera. It doesn't matter. It's only at the Shas Avera. It's only to be actively involved at the time of the Avera. Any time before that,
what stage is the Shas Avera?
When he puts the food in his mouth and he doesn't need to make a bracha. So if you would actually feed him, it could be a Shaila. So that would be a Shaila. But what we're discussing, Elachanami. If someone feeds someone, feed a fry food yid, fry food, then Elachanami. It could be... it's very interesting. We'll come to Rav Moshe in a second. Mamash a good shy of that. We'll see if Moshe Mamash discusses your Lakuda. We'll see what happens. So, for example, to be Matsiyah Shidduch, for people who are not going to keep Taras Mishpacha, that's not Shas Avera. So, according to the Orphanet, it's totally Mutta. Rav Moshe in Yerdea, Chelek Aleph, Simonim Beis. He discusses this shayla of hul. Someone asked him, he owns hul in New York, and he knows that there's a cousins or people he knows are going to do mix dancing there. Is he allowed to rent them out the hall? Or should he say, no, better, I don't want to be involved, I don't want to be Messiah. So Moshe comes out with a very interesting ketak over there. He says that it's a mitzvah to rent them out the hall. Why? He says if they go out, they rent it from you, number one, you didn't facilitate necessarily the dancing. But number two, they're eating kosher, right? If all the yidden who are from or have halls where they're serving kosher food are going to say no, then not only are you going to be misayir them to go next door, but they're also going to go and eat the non-kosher food as well. So Moshe says absolutely it's a mitzvah to rent out the hall to them, which reminds us what a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael today are saying on that hetar. But also, second of all, he says, if you wouldn't be allowed to do this, then you cannot have a hardware store and sell a yid who is a fry yid scissors. You can't sell a yid scissors. Why? Because you don't take scissors and use them on shelves. Right? And all of a sudden, that means as soon as you start saying that you can't rent a hall to someone because maybe they could use it for dancing, you know that if you sell a yid electric lamp, he's going to plug it in on shelves and use it if he's a fry yid. Says Rav Moshe, in a davar saif, so forget, that's definitely not the issa of Masayaya. You're not supposed to start thinking, what is this going to do? So if someone comes into Moshe's and they want to buy a chometz to kamatzos, it's not my business what he wants to do with it. It's not my business, and definitely think it's not Shas Avera, it's according to Rav Moshe, according to Darkon there, it wouldn't be a problem at all. What about Siddur Kedushin? So, this is the interesting part. Rav Moshe in Eben Ezra, in Chelek Aleph in Eben Ezra, Sif Dalad, he's telling us that Siddur Kiddushin could be Shas Avera. Why? Because he said at the time of Siddur Kiddushin, that's when they become husband and wife. It's at that moment of Siddur Kiddushin where you have now actively made this cup. It's not like the feeding of a person before he eats it. It's actually, this is like putting the food in his mouth. But Rav Moshe's Matir, for a different reason. Rav Moshe's Matir, by Siddur Kiddushin, because of the Shach. The Shach we saw is when someone knows the mazes what they're doing, then you don't have a chiyuv mesayer, because there's no chiyuv tichacha, in a case where there's no chiyuv tichacha. So it comes along with Moshe, and he says, so when you're being mesadi kedushin for a couple, although it would be also because the shas maisa, because the people are bemezid, it's a problem. Which would mean that in the roif shaylos that Rabbanim get today, where you're talking about a tinuk shenishba, you're talking about someone who's a shaygig, then unless you have the ramah to be semichon, then you would not be allowed to be mesadi kedushin. And the maisa, the tradition chelik gimel simul chav ches, actually answers siddur kedushin. The heter that's used in chutzlar, unless the kala has been tovel. The heter we use in chutzlar is only because otherwise, again, similar to Rav Moshe, who knows where else they're going to go if you're not going to allow that. So to summarize the nukud is like this: when you're sending someone a TV or internet, when you're sending someone which is not for sure it's by itza, or they could use it for dvar itza, like Rav Moshe says, it's like the scissors. You use it on Shabbos. I'm telling you something which is not up. It's up to you how you use it. If you wouldn't be allowed to sell a internet, then you're not allowed to sell him a pair of scissors or a knife, right? Because the maestro, that's his decision. And the Geis HaDror of Grada gave me this fact when I asked him the Shaila about selling them a raffle ticket, a raffle of a trip away. This is their decision. If you can't give that raffle away, you can't give them an iPhone or a computer, because who knows what they're going to use that for, right? So there's no difference in that. Shlevishas maestro is definitely Musa. When you're discussing, talking about something which is a Dvar Issa, that means you're talking about the flight on Shabbos. Then the shayla is it a Shas Issa or not? Also, can they get it somewhere else or not? Also, you have to take into mind, is it amazed? If it's amazed, it's for sure mutter. If it's a shaygig, you've got Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, which says that it's okay, and the Ramah, which says that we can pass like this, of a Baal Nefesh Shati Machmir. When he's discussing a different shayla about a hall where they're going to be dancing together, then the Maisa, according to Aruch Haner, it's not the Shas Issa. So it would be okay. Even Rav Moshe, which is Matir, it's only because otherwise they're going to go elsewhere. So the Kitzah, there's a lot of stuff that needs to go into the mix. But it's not so posh, but if you ask a Shaila, chances are that you'll probably find the Heta. Yes, Shakir, thank you very much.
Very nice.